defense wins championships, more video review, and futures games. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. In a weekend of high-scoring games at Ford Field, it was defense that claimed the championship in the Division I MHSAA football final last Saturday.
Jake Jensen under center. Snap, pitch, reverse. They're going to throw it. They're not going to be able to. And Chippewa Valley has stopped them.
It's the old Eagle play. They were trying to throw it back to the quarterback, and Chippewa Valley had it sniffed out.
Joe Jason and Al Pashoka on the MHSAA Network. Michael Garwood makes the big defensive play to give the Big Reds of Clinton Township, Chippewa Valley, a 31-30 win over defending champion Clarkston.
Michael Garwood stayed home on the backside, did a great job keeping contained on the backside, and I think they had somebody open in the end zone, but Michael was right in the, it wasn't the quarterback, but that's a tough throw. You know, you're rolling to your right, and it's not your quarterback, and you got a guy in your face. You know, that was a great job by Michael there.
Big Red coach Scott Merchant. Chippewa Valley got a great game out of quarterback Tommy Schuster, who was a perfect 13 for 13, something which has never happened in a state championship football game for over 200 yards. You can read more about that game and all of the games on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Let's stick with football for our MHSAA TV game balls this week. They go out to New Lothrop quarterback Avery Moore, who passed for two scores and ran for four more in leading the Hornets to a 50-44 Division 7 win over Madison Heights Madison in the highest scoring finals game ever. And linebackers Jacob Dobbs and Devin Campbell, who helped Warren DeLaSalle shut down a high-powered Muskega Mona Shores offense in a 29-16 Division 2 victory. You can watch the on-demand video of all of the football finals for free now at MHSAA.tv. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In last week's segment, we talked about the expanded use of instant replay for officials at both the collegiate and professional levels. The question is often asked of the MHSAA, when are you going to use more instant replay at the high school level? Currently, there are a number of obstacles that prevent this. The first, dealing with volume. With over 700 member schools of the MHSAA, hundreds of games and contests are played on virtually every night of the week. The second deals with cost and camera angles, that at the high school level, most games are typically filmed or videoed using only a single camera from a set location, which precludes the use of various angles that would assist in getting the call correct.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. A lot of great games took place at Ford Field last weekend, but for some of the young people there, the event had a big impact on their futures. For a number of years, the MHSAA has conducted a Ford Field trip at the football finals, where students interested in careers in broadcasting from around the state come in for a day or two, get to cover the games with full media privileges, interview coaches and players, and do their own broadcasts of the affair. The hands-on experience have helped send a number of folks on to taking the next step in that vocation. And an even bigger time was enjoyed by students from four schools, which conducted a unified flag football game down on the turf prior to Saturday's finals. The MHSAA and the Michigan Special Olympics have joined forces to sponsor unified sports at a growing number of schools across the state. Unified sports bring together students with and without disabilities on teams, creating an atmosphere of inclusion in their school. The teams came from Brighton, Holt, Mason, and Sparta High Schools, and the experience for all of the students was of the enriching kind that we expect in school sports, something that will carry everyone along to the next level of life. And that's what we're really all about. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.